Every Wednesday, we talk all things health and wellness, and today we're getting into something that not so many of us know about. However, statistically, this is something that's affecting quite a number of us. As per the website of the Heart Foundation, Heart and Stroke Foundation, it's been said that one in three adults in South Africa live with high blood pressure, and it is responsible for one in every two strokes, two in every five heart attacks. High blood pressure or hypertension is one of the most serious risk factors for death from heart diseases, strokes, and is responsible for 13% of all deaths globally. And we're saying, hey, how much do we actually know about this? How are we ensuring that we're staying informed when it relates to hypertension? Not from the sake of kind of going, oh my goodness, I'm now nervous and getting a little bit anxious, but to say, hey, now I'm a bit more informed and I can make those lifestyle adjustments if needed, but also I can look out for one or two of those key indicators, if there are any, that I can look out for that might need me to go into the doctor's office. And someone joining us on the line is Mpho Mabitsela, who is a medical officer, to help us navigate this conversation. She's no stranger to the show. Mpho, welcome back. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Hi, Josie. Thank you for having me back.
It's great to be chatting you again, Mpho. You know, we find ourselves so often in this particular segment where we talk about illnesses, diseases, and certain things that we see are plaguing quite a number of South Africans. But more often than not, I find myself kind of going, man, I've heard of this, but I don't really know much about it. If I think about hypertension, hypertension is something that I know I've heard of so many times. I've heard of it on the doctor's visit. I've seen it on books and online, but I don't really know what it is. So maybe let's start the conversation there without assuming that everybody knows what hypertension is. What is it exactly?
So hypertension, or as we would call it, like as just like amongst friends or just like layman's terms, we would call it high blood pressure. That basically just means that the force that's pushing, that your blood is pushing against your walls of your arteries or blood vessels as it moves through your body. Because so as it's pumped from the heart, it's pumping at a high pressure throughout the rest of your body. And that's not a good thing, because we want it to be at a normal pressure. So once it's high, then there's a lot of things that start to happen in the body.
So outside of that, sure, carry on, please.
Sorry, but that's a basic explanation of what hypertension is. It's just a high blood pressure, meaning that your blood is moving at a high pressure throughout your body and it's not getting to certain places or not moving the way it's supposed to.
Now, outside of finding out at the doctor, because more often than not, I mean, I only find out my blood pressure when I'm at the doctor, and I almost fall for this every single time. When I'm there, then suddenly I understand how that thing works. And when I go back after many months or years, then I'm like, I don't even know what this reading means. I have to ask the nurse or doctor or a triage nurse if I'm at the hospital to say, I don't know what that means. Is that good or bad? Are there other ways for me to know if I'm having a situation where I might be struggling with high blood pressure?
Yeah, so high blood pressure is called the silent killer for a reason. Most times you don't know that you have high blood pressure until something happens. Or like you're saying, you go to the doctor and they do the blood pressure and it's really high. And then we're like, okay, you need to start treatment. There are some signs or things that you can look out for. Things like that are like headaches, like unremitting headaches. You take painkillers, but the headache keeps coming back. Or you've got like dizziness, or you're just feeling generally tired, or we call it malaise. You're just feeling unwell, but you can't really put your finger on what it is that's making you feel unwell. Blurry vision in your eyes, things like that could be signs of high blood pressure. But most times, and with most people, there are no signs of high blood pressure. You only find out when you either have a complication like a stroke or a heart attack, or when you go for your like checkup for something else, and then we do the blood pressure and we're like, okay, this is elevated, you need to start treatment, or we need to see what's going on.
You know, and if I think about this conversation, high blood pressure, hypertension, more often than not, it goes with a conversation of lifestyle. I found more and more, whenever we're talking anything with your heart or something along those lines, it's always like, hey, there are certain things that you could or not doing currently that could be exacerbating this and increasing the risk.
Absolutely.
Are there certain things that increase and influence the risk? Things that we do, don't do, age, gender, ethnicity, the way we interact with life, activity, exercise?
Yeah. So we have things we call like modifiable and non-modifiable. So modifiable would be things that you can change. Things like exercising, alcohol, smoking, things like that. So that would be modifiable. And under there, we would say reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. Don't smoke. Don't live like a sedentary lifestyle where you're always sitting or always like driving or sitting, not standing, not exercising, not walking around. That puts you at risk, things like that. And then also your diet, because in terms of what you're eating, you would have to reduce your salt intake. If you eat a lot of takeout, a lot of fatty foods, a lot of, not lean meat. So things that are fatty and have a lot of oil and stuff like that would put you in the modifiable risk factor group. And then we have then the non-modifiable, which are things that you can't necessarily change about yourself. Things like your age, your ethnicity, your gender. And those risk factors in age would be, we say about 25 to and older, but we've seen some people who are younger, but most times it's from the age of 35 and older, then you need to be more aware that you could have high blood pressure. And then in terms of gender, women are more affected than men in South Africa in particular, whereas in the world, it's actually the opposite. It's men are more affected than women. And then in terms of...
Sorry, Mpo, why is that? Why is it that more women in South Africa, particularly versus the rest of the world, are more likely and are at a higher risk?
So it could be, it's likened to be because of like genetics in South Africa and also the lifestyle in the South African context. Whereas women are seen to be more stressed out, women are seen to be men. And then also like the foods that we eat and the diets that we consume as women. That's the theory on it. Obviously, like we don't have complete answers or like different. But that's the theory around that.
Okay, I get that. I can see how that is so different to the rest of the world. But now we've set the ground. We know what it is. We know what are the things that influence its likelihood in people's lives. The only important question is, what are some practical changes that I can make to manage it? If I find myself that I'm noticing that I've got a higher blood pressure than usual, or I'm in a, I don't know, stressful environment or stressful time, or what are some things that I can do right now in efforts of managing my high blood pressure?
Yeah. So number one is diet. So you'd cut down on salt. And salt is not just like your Cerebos or like, you know, like Himalayan salt or whatever, like actual salt, even spices, your condiments, things that have salt content inside of them. You'd have to reduce those things. Your processed foods as well, reduce that. Cutting down on fatty foods and sugar. And then also then getting moving. So exercising for at least 30 minutes every single day is more than enough to keep you active enough to try and keep high blood pressure at bay. If you're a smoker, you would stop smoking, alcohol, things like that. And then also just try to relax. I know it's difficult. The economy is crashing. We have so much stress. So much is happening in the world. But try to relax and not be so stressed out, because stress also has quite a hectic effect on your high blood pressure. So the more stressed out you are, the more your blood pressure is going to increase. And then just eating healthy, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, and get checkups regularly.
Yeah, because so I think
to make sure that it's, yeah.
I was about to say, it's at those checkups where we'll actually get a feel of what's actually happening with our blood pressure. And yeah, I know I've heard many dietitians saying, make sure your plate is colorful. The more colors they are, the better.
Yes.
So I guess that's what you're getting at. Yeah, we need to do better. But before we wrap up our time together, for someone who's listening and they're looking for resources or programs or places they can go to for more information and raising awareness for hypertension, but also for support, if they want to know a little bit more, or maybe they've got loved ones around them and they want to be able to serve them well, where can they go?
Okay, so firstly, you can come to me. I now have a practice from the last time we spoke.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Or your doctor. Thank you. We have a practice. I'm based in Norcombe Park. It's called Clue Medical Center. If you're obviously not then in Kempton Park or Norcombe Park, then you can go to your nearest doctor, your nearest clinic, your nearest hospital to get information there and to get checked up. The second thing is, we're in an online era, so there's online places where you can go. There's the Southern African Hypertension Society. They have a website, very, very like well-resourced, lots of information that you can get there. And like they even can send you to places. And then there's also the American Heart Association. So South Africa is quite aligned with the American Heart Association. So if you just need information, then you can go there as well on the website. And then lots of clinics also have just support groups and places where you can go and speak to the healthcare professionals to get more information. So that's where I would say you can go.
Dr. Mpho Mabitsela joining us this afternoon, talking to us all things hypertension, to make us understand how to best prevent it and also to understand how we can best manage it should we find ourselves in a place where we are living with hypertension. Thank you so much for your time, Doctor, and congratulations on your practice.
Thank you so much, Josie. Until the next time.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, I hope that this has become something that's informative for you. If you know someone who is living with hypertension, you realize that it's not the end, albeit all the myths may say all sorts of different things. You can be able to find a place where you start to learn how to live with it and manage it well.